stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as Mary and I take the show mics back from RJ after that open road segment, we are moving right into the destination spotlight now and heading up to Idaho. But first, we're sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
We all love enjoying restaurant-quality meals when we travel, so let's make whatever you're cooking or barbecuing at home championship quality that's going to catch you on the Food Network. Join us and use the new ChefIQ Sense. It's a cooking sensor. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but it's wireless and it's a lot smarter. All you do is enter whatever you're cooking into the ChefIQ Sense app. You choose precisely how you like it cooked, whether it's well done, medium, medium rare, rare, and then ChefIQ Sense continuously monitors and precisely predicts when it's done, sending an alert to your smartphone that you're ready to eat.
You know, this is the world's smartest, most simple to use wireless cooking sensor. As a listener of our show, you could take advantage of the special flash sale that's going on. Say 15% off today at ChefIQ.com with promo code Carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now, the 43rd state in our nation admitted to the union in 1890 takes center stage as we're joined by Natalie Jushinsky, Idaho's tourism manager.
Well, it is nice to have you a part of America's number one travel radio show today, Natalie. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are very welcome. All right, so we're going to go this way because, you know, Idaho, it is a significantly large state. Folks that haven't been there, I mean, it really is. And you feature this massive protected wilderness area, right? I think you get scenic byways, mountains, great hiking trails, miles of white water if folks want to go enjoy that. So having shared that, you know, we have to start with the outdoors. Certainly our experiences in Idaho have all included outdoor activities with our sons. Do you explore a lot of the gifts that Mother Nature has given to you there in the state, Natalie? What do you enjoy most?
Absolutely. I mean, you hit a lot of it right out of the gate. I mean, Idaho just has so much to offer outdoors. And it's mostly the diversity of the state, too. You know, as you said, it's a large state. So from the south to the north, the landscape and topography changes so much. And that allows for a lot of different activities year-round. Like you said, we've got 3,100 miles of the most navigable whitewater in the lower 48. So I think what's exciting about our state is a lot of folks just don't know everything that we have to offer. You know, it all comes down to a lot of times people still really only associating us with potatoes.
Right.
But we have so much more. Yeah, the scenic byways, 31 scenic byways across the state. So it really does offer a lot of things for people to do for kind of all genres and all interests within the outdoors.
Natalie, let's talk about the growth that your state capital, Boise, has seen over the years. I think a lot of listeners who haven't visited would be surprised to hear it's home to the largest Basque community outside of France and Spain. I think it might be those stunning mountains that they connect with. But that also explains every time we go to Boise, the food is really good. So talk about Boise as a destination and why it's got so much to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great that you mentioned the Basque community. We're actually getting ready to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Hialeah Festival, Basque Festival, at the end of this month, which is really exciting. It took a hiatus during the pandemic, so it's usually a festival that happens every 5 years. So it's been 10 years since we've had it, so everybody's really excited about that. But our culinary scene is kind of exploding. You know, we've got several James Beard Award-winning restaurants. We have a Michelin star-rated restaurant. So I think when people get into, especially downtown Boise and around the Treasure Valley, they're really pleasantly surprised at the diversity of food that we have here, as well as breweries and wineries and things like that. Craft cocktails have really kind of exploded over the last 5-6 years as our state has started to, you know, really grow and expand and bring in people from other areas and other states.
I agree with that for sure. Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned agriculture, obviously, and potatoes. We won't go that direction, but I will go this because grapes, right? They're on the scene there. You got all the vineyards in several regions of the state. So talk about your growing wine scene.
Absolutely. We've got over, I think, close to 65 wineries now. And, you know, we share some really amazing AVAs, pulling grapes not only from our state, but from our surrounding states as well. So Idaho's producing some really great wines right now, again, which is a little bit funny for people to think when they come here that they didn't even know that we had a wine country, which is really close to downtown Boise. It's only about a 30-minute drive to get out to wine country. So within just a half a day's drive of the city, you can really be out in these beautiful wine countries and wineries with rolling hills and all sorts of wine tasting and really fun things going on year-round.
Natalie, I know we have stations with people listening to us talk about Idaho right now and Pocatello, Sandpoint, and Bonner's Ferry. Sun Valley and Twin Falls are other areas to certainly enjoy in the Gem State. And, you know, any other regions of Idaho beyond those that we've been talking about today or that I just mentioned that you'd like to recommend travelers definitely consider on their Idaho itinerary?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are some of the ones that the better known destinations for sure. But, you know, our job as a state DMO is to really pull people into those really undiscovered areas beyond known destinations. So we've got, you know, Riggins and towns like that that are really, really beautiful right off the river. You know, Twin Falls is amazing. Idaho Falls, you know, is really, really cool as well. You know, some of these places that are really close to the west entrance of Yellowstone Park are really undiscovered still. So I think, again, when people get here, there's a lot of focus on those, you know, Sun Valleys and Coeur d'Alene, but the Salmon and Stanley areas in the central part of the state are some of my most favorite parts of the state to visit. Absolutely stunning with the Sawtooth Mountains. So again, there's just a lot of different things that people can access.
Well, you've given us a lot of reasons, but as our nation, you know, we're all gearing up for the America 250 celebration. So what say you on a reason that travelers should come celebrate America in Idaho? Maybe it's later this year, maybe it's next year. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Idahoans are really proud of our state. It's a beautiful state, and we work really hard to keep it that way. So I think we're really just encouraging people to come here, explore, but do it in a really good way. We have beautiful, you know, state parks and things like that. So I think next year, you know, specifically with A250, there's going to be a lot of celebrations.
Okay.
We're
yep.
still trying to figure out what that looks like, but I think there's going to be a lot of really cool things going on statewide that are really going to pull people out into our parks and things like that. So I think it's, you know, just around the 4th of July itself, there's going to be some really fun celebrations. But
well,
I think leading up to that even,
we'll have
a lot of cool things going on.
A lot going on. I'm going to give the website visitidaho.org. Folks, you can go plan your travels. Natalie, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, Idaho, that's where we're going to leave things right now. Go experience it. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. The top of the hour break is fast approaching. Another 60 minutes. The show is about 7 minutes away. It's already been a busy hour one. Hour two will include the preferred travel panel. Museum Gallery is also ahead. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.